through syllabus and grades and all that sort of information with you. I'm going to go through some of the bigger picture policies and procedures. So at some point, you should have received from admissions electronic copies of the catalog and the handbook. Catalog has academic policies and procedures in it. It has the outline of the program, has general information about grades and financial aid and all of that sort of information in it. Student handbook has information more about things that you as students might need to know, like where do I park my bike, and what is the practice room policy, and how do I deal with that, and what is the dress code, and what should I be doing in terms of getting copies of my records, and what's your stance on drugs and alcohol at the school? So general information in here. All of this is information that you are responsible for, but we're not going to read it right now, which I'm imagining is going to bring a big sigh of relief to all of you, that we are not reading this through, but this has general information about all of those policies and procedures. Some of these are policies and procedures that we're required to have because we're regulated as a school, so we are required to have things in place, like we have to take attendance for every class. And if people miss more than a certain number of hours, they need to make up those class assignments. And Tina went over those kind of details with you about makeup, right? Just the number of classes that you can miss without having to make them up. Some of the policies and procedures that are in here are things that are good practice kinds of things, like expectations around doing massage and draping. Some of those come from the Oregon Board of Massage Therapists, expectations around draping or communicable disease control or all of that kind of information. All of these are going to be preparing you for your work as massage therapists. So we're not looking at any of these as being like, oh God, that thing that we have to do. But there are more things that will help us become more solid professional massage therapists. If you don't have these, or if you want to get another copy, you can stop by Mark's office. We might still have some paper copies left. We're right at the transition for needing to get our new catalog and handbook printed out. So if we have paper copies, he'll gladly hand them to you. If we don't, he can get you another electronic version of the catalog or the handbook.
When you say paper, you mean like this, or do you mean just like
I mean like this, yeah, as opposed to an electronic version. Electronic copy and the paper copy have exactly the same information in them. It's just one is available online. Okay. So in your folder here, one of the things that's on the left-hand side, or it was when we handed it to you, it might have gotten moved around since then, is the academic calendar. The academic calendar lists the start dates and end dates and holidays and breaks for all of the next 5 upcoming terms. Some of you are in a 4-term program, some of you are in a 5-term program. This is our best estimation of what things will look like. I used to say that this was really solid, and now I've learned that it's not solid because we had to change it for this term. We're starting later than we had planned to. So some of our term breaks between terms are a little shorter so that we can kind of gradually get ourselves back on track to being able to finish up each academic term, each academic year within the calendar year. So you'll see on here, first day of class, last day of class, and term breaks. You'll notice that there's a pretty short term break between our summer term and our fall term. The projected end date for our summer term right now is Friday, October 2nd. The projected start date for returning students is Thursday, October 7th. So it'll be just under a week. And we have to start on Thursday because we have Thanksgiving and Christmas that we have to deal with as holidays in the fall term. And you'll see that our fall term is actually bleeding over into January ever so slightly. If you need to take time away from school, if you're planning a vacation, we encourage you to take those during break times rather than during the school term time. So This is part of why we want you to have this information. Clearly, we don't know exactly what's going to be happening in the future with COVID, with the school itself, if we're going to need to close for any period of time. If we need to change this, we will be getting you an updated copy as soon as we have an updated copy available. This was printed pretty recently because we didn't know when we were going to be able to start. You know, it took a little while for us to get that figured out. But we'll get adjustments made, and then we'll get a revised version to you as soon as we possibly can. In your folder as well, I think it's on the right-hand side, all of you should have something that looks sort of like this. This is your schedule for this term that's showing your particular classes. I want to make sure that before you leave today, you have looked at this and that it matches what you think it should say. So first column, TRF means Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, or MWR, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or MWF, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. It's the day that the class is meeting, the time the class starts. We get over to about the middle, and that's the room that the class is in, and then we can see it's Foundations of Massage or whatever your first class is, and the name of the teacher. So name of the teacher you might not have known already. The thing that I want in particular to be paying attention to is the day and times that you're scheduled to be here. Make sure this matches what you thought it was going to be. If it doesn't, please make sure you come and talk with me before you leave today so we can get that addressed. The schedule and attendance and grades are all things that are managed by the registrar. So Jan is usually here for orientation. We had kind of a bare bones staff here for orientation today, and so you didn't get a chance to meet Jan. Her office is in the student services hallway that you came down. So first door is Mark. The second door is Tina, who you've had lots of opportunity to spend time with. You'll be going to her for student services support. And then next door down is Jan. And Jan's is the person who you would talk to if you needed to make a change in your schedule. If you had questions about registration, if you were interested in exploring the possibility of taking a leave of absence, or if you needed to laugh. Because Jan is hysterical, and she has all kinds of toys in her office. And if you just need to go and laugh for a little while, I can highly recommend going and talking with Jan for a minute. Jan will be, she's the person who's responsible for putting together this full schedule. You do not have a copy of these in your folders, but there's one posted outside every single classroom that's showing for every time period of the week what classes are happening in the building. So days of the week on the top, and then on the side, the first little box here is the 8 to 11 class, and the second little box is 11:30 to 2:30 classes, the 3 to 6 p.m. classes, and the 6:30 to 9:30 classes. So if you ever can't remember what room you're supposed to be in or what your next class is, you can go outside any classroom, and this is posted outside every single door, and you can see it's Tuesday at 11:30, and right, kinesiology. Yep, that looks familiar to me. I think that's the room I'm supposed to be in with Mary Gunter, and that's in room 2. Okay, so now where's room 2? Wandering around and finding that. So you can always look at this to find out where things are in the building. About halfway through the term, Jan will be coming into your classes to talk with you about signing up for classes for the fall term. And what we'll end up doing is giving you the draft schedule for the fall term that then you'll be looking at and figuring out, oh, here are the times that will work for me, here's my preference, and submitting that to Jan to register for classes for next term. Okay. If you need to change your schedule, if you need to drop a class, if you need to repeat a class, any of those things, you're going to go and talk with Jan about. Financial aid and student accounts. Many of you who will have already had the opportunity to talk with Brett or Anna in financial aid or Carla in student accounts. They all are 100% here to support you. They love making it possible. looking at your financial situation, figuring out are there other loans available, are there scholarships available, you need a different payment plan. They love to work with people to get things figured out. In your folder, some of you may have gotten various colored things, one that would say student accounts, one that might say financial aid, one that might say admissions. These are the things that still need to be completed. So basically they're saying to you, we need to hear from you about these particular items. You might have one with a big check mark on it. That means that you're completely done. There isn't anything else that you need to do. But if you see one that has some information on it that you need to follow up, please do that within the next 2 weeks. If we haven't heard from you, even if we haven't been able to get everything completed, if we haven't heard from you within the next 2 weeks, then we need to look at whether we can have you stay in the program or not. One of our regulations is that we have a kind of a 2 week time frame. Someone isn't attending classes, or if someone isn't making payments, we need to look at whether they can stay in the program or not. So please be in communication with us. Even if we can't figure out a solution in that 2 weeks, at least be in contact with us so that we kind of know the direction that we're headed and what we might need to do. And all of Brett and Carla and Anna are all really lovely, kind people. They are not people that you need to be afraid of. So if you get a call or an email from them, please just respond to them.
Erica?
Yeah.
When is graduation? Because you said it moved to October, but I don't see it on here.
So let me just look here. Yes, because October isn't on this one. So I will need to look up to see when the fall 2021 schedule is, when that graduation is. We've got fall 2020, so the people who just graduated, that's on here for October 11th, but the fall 2021 schedule isn't down here yet, so I'll have to check that for sure, check that date.
You mean summer?
No, I mean fall. The graduation for people who finish in the summer is in fall. People who finish the program in September, then their graduation would be in October. I'm guessing that it's going to be, I don't have it on here either, because this isn't the most up-to-date. Check with Mark, okay? He'll be able to give you a date for that. All right, too many papers to keep track of. Facilities. In general, we want to have people be starting to think about your classrooms as you would think about your professional office space. So in general, we would ask that people not be eating or drinking non-water beverages in the classroom. We also know that right now, we need to make some adjustments to expectations because of the space that we have available. When we had full space available out in the hallway, we'd have tables set up that three or four people could be sitting out together and enjoying lunch together. And right now, because of social distancing, you'll see that the tables are truly all separated 6 feet apart. So there won't be necessarily enough room for everyone out in the hallway who wants to eat out in the hallway. When you need to eat, there's some information in the this big handout that I gave to you. You don't need to pull that out if you don't want to, but it's on page 9. In general, we encourage you, if you can, just go outside to eat. Take a break, get out in nature. It's beautiful weather this time of year. It's a little bit safer to be without a mask outside than it is to be without a mask inside. Seems like the breeze in the air helps just kind of calm the particles in the air and blow them away. You can also be here in the building, and our first preference for you would be to be out in the hallways. When you've got those masks off eating, of course, you're not going to be talking. That's going to be a different kind of experience of eating silently rather than eating in conversation. If there's not room out there, or for some reason you don't feel comfortable being out in the hallway, you can be in the classrooms. But we encourage you to be more than 6 feet away from other people when you're eating in the classroom. So these are 6-foot tables. We've got three people eating here in this room. Let's have you be in the three different kind of corners of the room, rather than all being kind of closer together, so that we can minimize the spread of anything. Of course, when you're eating in the classroom, make sure then that you're cleaning the table afterwards. In most classrooms that have a sink, right next to the sink, there's washcloths and soapy water bottles that you can use. You need to clean the table before you can disinfect the table. Disinfectants won't work on stuff that has grease or oil in it. We do have a refrigerator here, so the little student kitchen is, where am I? Right around the corner here, right behind me, is a little student kitchen. You're welcome to leave food in that refrigerator while you're here in school. I think that things have been not walking away for a while. We were having food kind of disappear from refrigerators, and unfortunately that's the reality of shared refrigerators. We can't keep an eye on, we don't have a little ticket system for everyone to use their, you know, have clarity about your lunch valet, that this is your lunch. Unfortunately, we can't do that. But we do ask that at the end of the night you take things home with you rather than leaving things in the fridge. Over the weekend, we have a cleaning crew that comes in and we ask them to just clean everything out of the fridge. So if you happen to leave something in over the weekend, do not expect to see it here on Monday or Tuesday when you arrive back to school. So there's a little more information about eating on campus in here that I'll leave for you to read. The hallways and the bathrooms, and kind of in general, there's also some information about the common areas, and this is just mostly common sense about the common areas. One of the things it mentions down here is student mail folders. And so the student mail folders are kind of right there. If you go around through the kitchen, student mail folders are there. If you're absent for class, we'll be leaving you makeup assignments in those student mail folders. Sometimes teachers or administration will leave notes for you in those mail folders. We ask that you check them at least once a day when you're here at school. There are also lockers right around that corner if you're interested in renting a locker. They're $15 for the quarter, and you can talk with the front desk to be able to rent a locker if you're interested in doing that. What else do I need to say here? Wi-Fi access. We do have Wi-Fi access throughout the building for students. And you can check with the front desk. They can give you a little piece of paper that has the Wi-Fi network name and access number on it. Campus security in general, this campus has been really safe for us. I haven't heard, we haven't had any reports of any thefts that have happened on this floor at all. There is a little bit of a barrier by having the security desk at the on the first floor. And this is also still a public area. We're not able to monitor every single person who comes in here. And so just be thoughtful about where you're leaving your things, whether it's your phone or your wallet or your keys or whatever. Just be thoughtful about maybe not just leaving them laying around when you're going to the bathroom if there isn't anyone else in the building or in your classroom. In terms of car break-ins in the area, I haven't really heard about car break-ins in the area, but I haven't been totally tuned into that. I have heard about some bicycle thefts on the street parking. We do have access to an indoor bike room that's a locked code access bike room. If you're interested in riding your bike, talk with Mark and he can get you that information, that access information. There has not, I talked with the building management company, and there's never been any bike theft or damage or anything that's occurred in that bike room. So if you want to ride your bike, please use that bike room. That'll be the safest thing that you can do. Okay, so libraries and computers. The library and computers are available in the reception area. There's a book list. This is not in your folder. You should have gotten this from admissions. There are copies of this available in the reception room and available in the campus store. I had some questions in the previous group about access to books and access to the campus store. If you don't have your books for your class on Monday, that's going to be okay. You're going to want to get them as soon as possible after that, but it's okay if you don't have them with you on Monday. other options for books if you're not able to get them. There are a few different options that we have for you. One is that at the reception desk, we have reserved copies of all of the required books for all of the classes. So you can use them for the day only while you're here on campus by submitting your driver's license or credit card to the front desk and telling them what book it is that you want. You just leave your license or your card with the front desk. Take the book, go anywhere in the building that you want to be doing whatever reading you need to do, and then when you bring the book back, you'll get your card or your driver's license back. Those are current copies of the textbooks. Previous editions of textbooks, there are previous editions that are available in the library. In the library, you can check out books for a 2-week period, and there's a possibility of a one renewal, so another 2-week renewal period. So some people will choose to get to just check out those other editions. If you check out previous editions, be aware that they won't necessarily have all of the material and that there will likely be page difference numbers. So you'll probably want to check with a classmate who has the current edition to figure out what pages to actually read. And then we have a limited number of books that we're able to lend out for the entire term to people who have financial need. And so if you think you might fit in that category, go and talk with Tina. And if there are still books available, the book that you're looking for, she'll be happy to check that out too. So those are some different options for you with books. Practice rooms, we already talked about that a little bit. Food, we already talked about that a little bit. Parking, I had a question earlier about parking. Yeah, parking in Portland. Our recommendation for everyone is take the MAX. We're right here in the middle of the transit mall. So on either side, the MAX lines, the streetcar line right here, multiple bus lines right in front of the building on all sides. We really encourage people to just take the MAX or bike or walk. There are some people who've been able to find a little bit of parking by going up that direction, several blocks, kind of across that. I can never remember what it is. It's the street that kind of comes down and then turns around the corner and then becomes Barber, and you're going over 84, but kind of up closer towards OHSU. Some people have found some free on-street parking there. Some people have found some free on-street parking on the other side of the river across the Hawthorne Bridge, not too far over, kind of still close. So you might be able to find some if you're motivated to look for that and then motivated to walk or use a scooter. We had one person a couple of terms ago who would park at one of the MAX stations further out for free and then take the MAX in, and then just because she wanted to, she would then bring her little electric scooter and scoot along for the remainder of the time and then fold her scooter up and bring it into the building. So, you know, however you want to get here, you might need to be creative and think about what will work best for you. Okay, so the final thing that I think I need to talk through is feedback, course evaluation, and complaints.
I have a quick question.
Sure.
Where can we buy like hard copies of hop passes for buses? Like, I know right now there's the digital one, but where can I do like the hard copy in case my phone dies or something I can't?
So hard copies of hop passes, you'll need to go to places like Fred Meyer. I think that my brain is just Walgreens. The TriMet station itself is at the place where you can buy from TriMet directly is at Pioneer Place. So you can buy from there directly. There may be other places around as well, but those are the places that I'm aware of that will sell those hard copies. And then, of course, you can always, at each of the TriMet stops, you can buy the daily, you can still buy a daily pass to be able to get in. Okay, so feedback. In the same way that you would want to hear from your clients right in the moment if something wasn't working, rather than finding out at the end of the massage that the pressure was too deep or not deep enough, or that they were freezing the entire time, we want to hear from you sooner rather than later if there's something that isn't working. And your teachers do as well. So it might be something as simple as, I can't read your handwriting, you need to get darker markers, or you need to write more bigger so I can read it from the back of the room. Or it might be something like, when you made that comment in class, I felt really uncomfortable and I need to give you that feedback. Or I'm really struggling with the speed at which you're talking. Can you please slow down or take a few more breaks so that I can follow you? Teachers want to provide you with a good learning experience, just like massage therapists want to provide their massage clients with a good massage experience. So we encourage you to give that feedback as soon as you're able to give that feedback. You might need some support from other people to figure out how to give that feedback. And there may be sometimes when it's not appropriate for you to give that feedback for some reason. You're going to talk with Tina. Tina will help you figure out, she might do role playing with you to help you figure out how to give feedback of something that feels more difficult. Or there may be times where she says, yeah, I don't think that this is appropriate for you to put yourself in the position, so let's figure out what I need to do to give this person, this teacher, the feedback. The same is true for staff. If you can give the feedback directly and immediately, that's always easiest and best, but there are times where you can't, and we know that, and so then you would want to talk with Tina for support there. In addition to that immediate feedback, as much as we can have it, at the end of every quarter, we're going to be doing course evaluations, asking you for feedback on that particular course. Might be feedback about the teacher, might be feedback about the curriculum, so that we can hear that and make adjustments as we go along. Again, sooner is better rather than waiting until then. If you have tried to give feedback, if you have a complaint about something and you feel that your complaint has not been addressed properly, there are two additional places that you can go. We are licensed by the Higher Education Coordinating Commission in Oregon. They're the ones that give us a school license. We're accredited by the Commission on Massage Therapy Accreditation. They are the ones that make it possible for us to hand out federal financial aid. Both of them have complaint procedures. The contact information for both of them is in your student handbook, or you can get it at any time you want by just going and talking with Mark in Student Services, and he'll get you that information. If you have a complaint and you file it with one of these places, the first thing they'll do is ask if you brought that complaint to the school directly. And if you say no, the first thing they'll do is say you've got to go and talk with the school first. We would want you to do that anyway. If there's something that you need to complain about and you're upset about it enough to make a complaint to another agency, we would hope you would have talked with us about it first. But this is your second line of recourse if you need to take that. It's been a morning. Thank you. So, final things on your way out. If you have not yet submitted this, your acknowledgement form from that big old packet that I handed out this morning, if you could please do that on your way out. In your folder, there's this orientation verification information. This is that you received an orientation and school policies and procedures were covered. Your questions were answered. If you feel like you can't sign this, don't turn it in. We'll track you down and find out what the issue was. Contact information, make sure this is correct. And paperless authorization, this is really in particular for financial information. We will be sending you emails that have things like, here's the latest information on that private lesson room linen rental. I'll be sending that information out as soon as I get that to email addresses for people. But in particular, if it's financial information, we need your permission in order to be able to go through that. So if you can send this, drop this off for me on your way out, that would be fabulous. I am going to look forward to seeing all of you in the halls next week on Monday or Tuesday, and then for the next several weeks to come. And I hope that you all remain safe, healthy.